of a friend to chat. But he's winding the phone cord around and around his hand as if he means to strangle his fingers. No, no message, nothing important, I'll call back. When he hangs up, Papi's face is as grim as the Otoni's. He begins issuing orders. A couple of men are to go by Mancini's house. Someone else is supposed to do something else, and someone else is supposed to go somewhere else and tell someone something. I can't keep it all straight because of all the shouting and running around, plus my heart is beating so loud. I put my hand on my chest to calm it down and look over at Papi, hoping he'll glance my way and wink and tell me everything's going to be fine. But he's reminding the different groups before they take off that the most important thing is to find Pupo and bring him here to view the evidence. It seems only Pupo, whoever he is, can give the signal that will make everyone fall in line. Mommy's face is a china cup someone has dropped on the floor. And what happens if you don't find Pupo? Papi glances over at El Jefe's portrait, which was turned to the wall earlier in the evening. With all the ins and outs, someone must have brushed against it, and the picture has twisted itself back around. If we don't find Pupo, it's every man for himself, Papi explains, looking from one face to another. Everyone seems to understand. Papi heads for the bedroom, Mommy clinging tearfully to him. I wait in the hall until they come out again, Papi patting his shirt pocket, a gun handle visible under his belt. At the front door, he kisses Mommy. Then he kisses me, avoiding our eyes as if he doesn't want us to see how worried sick he is. I want to say goodbye to him, but the words are stuffed inside my mouth like a gag keeping me from talking. From the entryway,